Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio Houston. For Your Information is a public affairs program that we present here on the channel to try to bring in information from people in the community that hopefully you can glean some bit of information that maybe you didn't know before. And I have a good guest today. His name is Tom Branch, and he is the Liberty County Emergency Management Coordinator, of which Cleveland, of course, is part of Liberty County. And Tom, are you still on the line, or have I talked you off of it?
I am right here, Mr. RT. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you. So how's life been treating you since we last visited some months back?
Well, without jinxing myself, we've been pretty good. We've had, this is the first time in 3 years in May that we haven't been watching water come down the Trinity River at a rapid rate with some sort of flooding incident. So we're happy this year so far.
A lot of people that aren't familiar with the Trinity, it's a pretty good-sized river. It's a big river for Texas, but the thing is it, despite Lake Livingston and a couple other dams, it's still pretty much wild and free.
It is. A lot of water comes down from the north, and it takes a lot of time to get down here. So we watch that water when they get those events up around Dallas. It starts way up north in Dallas and comes all the way down. And for 2 years in a row, it seems like that's all we did was watch water come down. We had a total of six floods in 2015, 2016. Four of those floods we got presidential disaster declarations on. So when May came in, we said, this is kind of unusual to be not dealing with high water for an extended period of time. So we're happy to have that going on right now.
Yeah, and it's almost, as you say, you don't want to jinx it, but we also don't have droughts going on, which seems to be the two weather patterns of recent in
Texas.
That's
true. We had that prior to the flood. We went several years with no rain, not much rain anyway. And, of course, this spring we're seeing a lot of severe weather breaking out. So we're trying to watch for that. I'll handle those floods. That severe weather can certainly be much more dramatic and much more dangerous for us. So I'm hoping we don't see much of that as we transition into this springtime pattern.
The springtime pattern brings about spring brings renewed hope and joy and all this stuff, but the springtime pattern brings concerns for you from the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean, right?
That's right, because we start into, as we work our way through the month of May, and then June 1st, here's hurricane season, and that's a six-month period all the way to the end of November. So then we focus our attention out into the Gulf and the Atlantic, and we start just a whole different cycle of our job at that point. So it's an interesting time for us, but, we didn't have a bad winter this year, so we got a little bit of a rest, so hopefully we don't have to worry too much this summer, but we're going to try to get everybody prepared just in case.
Yeah, hopefully it's not the lull before, as they say.
Right, exactly.
Now, as far as people getting ready, rough weather, and it, like you said, with spring going on, it can come from the north, too. We can have some pretty intense storms come through, tornadoes, as we recently saw in northeast Texas.
Yeah,
damage is horrible.
Yeah, they've had a lot of tornadoes up in those northern partial portions of Texas and other states as well. And I think the key for folks is to watch their local media reports and listen to what's being said. We got so much technology now that you can sit at your desk at work or sit at your computer at home and pull up a radar and take a look and listen well in advance. There's, the Weather Service has so much more information, more tools at hand to provide the public with data, and that if we can get the public to focus at looking at this data and not, you know, not to be scared, but to be informed, to say, you know what, there's a chance we're going to have some severe weather today. It looks pretty obvious that it could get bad, so maybe we ought to reschedule a particular event for another day versus, you know, putting all these folks outside. So there's a lot of things that the public can do, and if they'll just pay attention to those media reports, it'll sure be a benefit to us and to them as well.
And as you say, the events outside, they can be, I don't know, I guess you'd call it hot spots for impending disaster when one of those storms comes through, because a storm really doesn't care. You know, it's going to come through, and if you're there, that's fine. If you're not there, it doesn't care. It's just going to come through, and it can tear your world apart.
Absolutely right, and it can be a hit and miss. You know, this past weekend, I guess, or a couple of weekends ago, we had some storms just pop up on a Saturday out of nowhere that weren't anywhere on the forecast map that I saw before I went to bed that night, the night before. So, you know, you get up and watch the news and just listen to these weather folks. They've got a pretty good idea. Some people tell me, well, there's a lot of dramatic forecast out there. And, yeah, that's true. There is a lot of drama sometimes put into some of these forecasts by some folks. But that's just their way of doing it. But the information's still valid, and you pay attention to it. Because you get outside, you've got a big, it's baseball season. You've got all these kids out on a baseball field. It's, you know, really somebody out there, and you take a large event. When they have these NASCAR races or these big golf tournaments or things of that nature, there's somebody who has the job of monitoring the weather. So somebody at the local level can do the same thing. If you've got a big baseball league tournament or whatever, somebody maybe should be assigned to at least check the weather reports every so often and see what's out there. Some days are awesomely beautiful, so we don't have to worry about those days. But, you know, it's just the public being informed, and they get that information through their local media, off their computers, the weather station, and that's a big, big part of staying safe.
And speaking of off their computers and their phones, real quick, if you don't mind giving some information that comes through your Office of Emergency Management and through the weather system, that they can get these alerts text to their phone.
You bet. We've got a system here in Liberty County called Nixle. That's NIXLE. Nixle is sort of like Twitter, I guess, something like that. It's I don't understand all the computer jargon they use, but it's a setup where I can send messages, or someone in my office can send messages out to the public, to them on their cell phones or their email addresses on their computers. So it's a real good way for me to get information out to the public, and they can register their cell phone in a simple way. Just take your phone and text your zip code to 888-777. So you'll act like you're going to send a text message up in the area who you're sending it to. You put 888-777, and in the area where the message goes, you just put in your zip code, and that will automatically register your phone. It'll send you a message back and tell you it's been registered. Or you can go online to Nixle, that's NIXLE.com, and you can register not only your cell phone, but you can register your email address, and you'll get these messages at both locations. We found it to be very beneficial to us.
And the reason you put in your zip code is because if you're from another part of East Texas, or I guess Texas in general, they will cater to your locale, right?
That's right. That's right. If you're in our area and you put in your zip code, it'll have your, you know, you'll get those messages that we're sending out. We had a little, just as an example of that, we had a little mix up here, I don't know, a couple of months ago. Somehow a portion of Polk County, which sits on our northern border, a portion of their people, about 500 people, were getting our messages, and we don't know how that was happening. So we had to work with Nixle to see what was there. But there was some minor computer glitch there that caused that. But I'd rather have more people getting the information than less. But from time to time, but you're if you put yours in there, you're going to be focused in the focus group that we're aimed at and get that information. Right now we have about 4,000 people in there. So it's starting to build, and we're really glad to have it. It's a good tool for us.
I enjoy using it. It keeps me informed, because you do. Sometimes you get busy with things, and you know, your mind forgets that there's other things going on, and that little text or message coming in saying, hey, there's a huge thunderstorm headed your way, you know.
Right. That's kind of the intention to let people know, because people are busy. And so anything we can spot and get to folks. And what we try to do is steer them. If we know there's an event coming, like these severe weather events we've been dealing with lately, if we know that's on the horizon, we kind of send something out in advance saying, hey, we're expecting this. We're being told this by the Weather Service. Turn to your local media. And it's sort of a push for people to turn that TV on or turn the radio on, whatever they're doing, wherever they're at, and just get an update on the weather. It doesn't hurt to get a little information so you can be ready out there and keep yourself safe.
And we are pre-recording this as usual. So, folks, if in the background you hear thunder crash, that's because we happen to have a front moving through that you and I were talking about before we went on the air.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And so it's never ending, it seems. But, you know, the good news about this time of the year is once those things go through, we get 2 or 3 days of really nice weather. So we have to enjoy it while we can.
And we're speaking with Tom Branch, and he is the Emergency Management Coordinator for Liberty County. And we're talking about the things that at this time of year are always on our minds, weather. And as you were saying, at the end of May, 1st of June, we go into hurricane season. And we want to make sure we talk to the folks about what they need for preparation of those type of events.
Yes, it is that time of the year again. That's one of our busier times. We start ramping up a lot of things around here. We meet with a lot of people at the government level. We're meeting with, you know, TxDOT and the state of Texas and FEMA and all these folks that help us if we have a hurricane come through. But we also have to turn our attention to making sure that the public remembers that they have to prepare themselves. And they can do that in many ways, but the most common thing we tell folks is to make sure that they have their supplies. Go ahead and build those supply kits. We talk about it every year, where you put in that non-perishable food, some drinking water, you put in your medicines, you put in your can opener, not electric can opener,
yes,
one that you can use without electricity, and your little cash, things of that nature. Make sure you've got everything you need to survive. We used to tell people to do it to be able to survive on their own for 3 days. We try to push that out to a week. We ask folks to get enough for a week now because, you know, it's sometimes difficult to get those resources into an area after a storm. We've seen that during Ike. We actually got them in here in that 72-hour period, but it was close after Ike. So if folks will get their kits together, get their supplies together, make sure they got what they need, then it makes our job a lot easier, and it sure makes them their day a lot easier when that storm clears.
And folks, if you're in East Texas, anywhere, of course, folks in Cleveland, Liberty County, down to Dayton, wherever, we're familiar with pine trees and what happens when the wind blows through it too strong. And when those pine trees come down, you get 5 or 6 of them across the road, not to mention knocking down power lines and communication lines. It can take a long time to get through all that stuff.
It is an awesome process of getting that stuff back up and running. I would say that pretty much in Liberty County, 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen that as kind of a normal outside of the bigger cities. You know, Dayton, Liberty, Cleveland sometimes can get their infrastructure up a little quicker, enough to get at least some power in the city. Whereas in the unincorporated portions of the county, it takes a lot longer. So, you know, if you can have things in your home to make you comfortable as you can be, if there is such a thing after a hurricane,
yeah,
the better off you're going to be. We saw things in the past with Ike and Rita. It takes a while to get this infrastructure back in place.
It does. And there are things that we can do, like if you can afford it, investing even just a couple of $100 in a small power unit to make one room in your house comfortable.
That's right.
Is helpful, you know. But definitely things like, today even the essential foods, you can get all sorts of neat tasting spams and stuff like that.
That's
things
right.
In cans.
That's right.
We no longer have to subsist on potted meat and Vienna sausage if we don't want to. Of course, some of us are old school, and that just reminds us of going fishing. So
that's exactly right. We're always, and you and I've talked about it before. We're always telling people, get those Vienna sausages, you'll be all right. You
know? Yeah.
So, but you're right. There's so many more. There's so much more stuff out there today, and so there's really no reason that people. And it's not an extreme expense. I understand a lot of folks. It's difficult for a lot of folks to gather large amounts of food, but if you'll buy a little bit every time you go to the store, an extra couple of cans of this or that, and put them up a little at a time, you'll find that you can do it, and you can do it without breaking the bank. And so that's really important for folks to do as well. Not, you don't have to do it all at once. Now, some people can do that, but if you can't, you're going to survive. Main thing is get that water. Water's a real, you got to have water. So get you some of those gallon jugs, and you can fill up your own containers before the storm comes.
That's it. There's different types of water. Of course, we always include the potable water, stuff you can drink. But there's other things you can use water for, and you reuse different types of water.
That's right.
I talked one time, filling up the bathtub gives you a lot of water for flushing that commode and such numerous
times. That's right, it does. And, like you said, being old school, I grew up down here. My first hurricane that I remember was Hurricane Carla in the 60s, I guess it was. Late 60s, early 60s, I don't know, 60s, I think.
Yeah, it was.
In there. I was a small child, I remember that. But, that's what we did. I remember, and I learned to do that. My mom and dad still do that to this day. And they're up in their 80s, but they do it to this day. They'll fill up the bathtub, even on a bad day, bad thunderstorms or something. They still do the old thing they used to do. So it can be done. It's just a matter of doing it. If you don't do it before the water goes off, if you forget, then you got a problem. So just try to make yourself a list of things to do.
And, it's something that just because you're in the city doesn't mean you shouldn't, if you're, I know we say in the city, in the bigger towns like Dayton, Liberty, Cleveland, if you're in those, you go, well, we've got city water. Well, that doesn't mean there'll always be a high enough pressure. If it's down for a week or more, you've got problems.
That's true. And you can, unexpected could happen that knocks out one of those major water lines or whatever during those hurricanes. You're pretty safe. I say safe. You're better off with these big city water sources, but it doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean it's going to always be there. So you got to be ready. It just doesn't take much to be ready. What happens is, same thing that happens to me with certain things and probably you, is sometimes we don't realize that the laundry needs to be done until we realize it's coming out of the laundry basket. So it's like, wow, I could have done this the other day. And so it's the same thing. People get busy. They have families are running here, running there, doing what they do, and they just don't think about storms. And you just got to try to remind people. Once you remind them, they usually will go, oh, we probably should do that. So that's our big push at this time of the year.
And we're talking with Tom Branch, and he is the Liberty County Emergency Management Coordinator. Actually, you work with...
We do the Homeland Security Planning for the county. We have the job of making sure that we are as prepared as the rest of the region for any event that would occur, that could occur here. It's not likely that we're going to see a terrorist attack targeting Liberty County, even though I always say with a name like Liberty County, you never know, but it is more very likely that there's something's going to happen in the city of Houston or the city of Beaumont. So we're always in making sure that we plan and communicate with those surrounding jurisdictions, and that's part of our job here in the Office of Emergency Management as well.
A lot of people don't think, you look at the map of Liberty County, and it's such a I call it a boot shape with a little flag on top because Cleveland kind of comes out with a little point over to the side. But if you don't pay a close attention, you're the bottom part of Liberty County, the Dayton area. That's not very far from the Ship Channel area and the Intercoastal Waterway. I think you said one time, 90 miles or less as a crow flies to the Gulf or the Trinity Bay?
Oh, yes, it's much less than that from the southern end of the county. From the north end, from the southern end, from where I'm at in my office, sits in Liberty, City of Liberty. It's 20 miles probably. I mean, it's just right there. Trinity Bay is right there, so it's not very far down the road there.
Yeah, I didn't think from your that end of the county. And see, that's the thing. Yeah. We think of Liberty County in so many different areas.
Sure.
But you're right there. You're right there at the Gulf. And when that storm front comes through, that's not a whole lot of buffer zone, folks.
It's really not. It's, you know, it's all marshland down south of us. So everything from south, you know, where our county line ends and you go south, it doesn't take long. You're right there at the bay. So we're not very far from downtown Houston. And now that they've completed Highway 90 out of Liberty, and now you can drive right into Houston with no problem at all. So we watch. This is a big transportation hub for trains that go up and down these the tracks through Liberty and through Cleveland, but there are major tracks that are straight into Houston, east and west, here through Liberty, that we have to work with our partners to make sure that we understand this rail safety and the possibilities of terrorist events on rail lines and just on and on. So it's important for us to do that as well, and that's the county judge's responsibility. The county judge is who I work for. That's my boss. They're elected, of course, and they're the, by statute, the director of emergency management for their county. And so they appoint us to take care of those day-to-day things, and that's part of what we do as well.
Yes, because being fair to the county judge, there's a lot of things that state law and state constitution puts on the county judge, and he just can't do it all. You know, you just don't have the ability to do that many things, and
That's right.
Your job by itself it's pretty tough, as we found out with our string of hurricanes not too many years ago.
You know, it's a lot of planning and a lot of coordinating and a lot of working with other agencies. People sometimes don't understand or don't think about how many agencies it takes to take care of these things. And so, for example, a hurricane, you're dealing with the state of Texas, the federal government, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, unlimited. I can't even count the number of nonprofits that come forward. Debris companies you're dealing with. Fire, you know, our fire and EMS folks, law enforcement, just tons and tons, all your intergovernmental people that are trying to make sure they've got plans in place to run their cities without power for 3 days, you know, because a hurricane comes in on Wednesday and payday's on Friday, everybody's still got to get paid. So
yes.
There's a lot of things that go into these plans.
And for those of you that weren't around during the recent rash of hurricanes, you would hope that people would think things through. But one thing I think we all found out is if there's a long break between the storms, we kind of forget about some of the things that happened. I guess it's like everything in memory. You know, you kind of forget about the really tough stuff and just remember the good part that, well, it was interesting, all the camping out times. Well, the reason you were camping out and they had fire ants crawling all over the place was things were flooded, and, you know, it's no fun.
Well, you know, we all have short memories, and we're like, we're so busy with everything else that goes on in our daily lives now that storm comes, and right then that's our big focus. Boy, we're all over it, and it's going on, it's awful, it's terrible, it's, you know, this, and then, like you said, as time goes on, we forget it even happened, and
yeah.
Because we're so busy with other things, it's just the way we work. We move on to something else, and somebody has to be on top of making sure that we remember. One thing that still concerns me, and I don't see, you know, during Hurricane Rita, we had that terrible, terrible traffic snarl.
Yes.
Region-wide, it wasn't here, but Liberty County, it wasn't just here. Liberty County has all of these evacuation points that go through Liberty County. All those people from south down on the coast come through Liberty County up to Livingston. That's the routes, and two major routes are 146 north and 321 through Cleveland. And we saw massive, massive traffic jams that resulted in the deaths of people on the highway. And we didn't see that in Ike, and that's because a lot of people didn't evacuate. But even with all the changes that have been made over the years, the potential for that exact thing to happen still exists. You know, there's still a potential. The one thing that's going to help us in that is that the Texas Department of Transportation and the state of Texas have put together a fuel plan so that all of the gas stations along these evacuation routes are worked to make sure they have fuel for people so they can get gas. You won't have these people breaking down. But the sheer number of cars coming through could happen again. So we're always really looking at that, trying to figure out, we have to plan. We don't want that to happen. We hope it never happens. But we have to plan, yes, it can happen, and what are we going to do if it does this time? So we're always working on those things as well.
And we're talking with Tom Branch, and he is the Liberty County Emergency Management Coordinator. And that's something you and I talked about, been a few years back, but it's still important. It number one, your vehicle, make sure you've got gas.
Right. You got to have that fuel, and you got to have things, you know, put those things in your car that you can, your medicines and things, so you're not going, oh, my goodness, I've got to stop at the drugstore along the route. You know, carry things with you. You just have to think. I mean, it sounds so simple, but you really do just have to take the time to think. It's not that people can't think. It's they don't take the time. They're really busy. If you just take that time in advance, when it happens, you'll already know, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And we're going to hope that it works exactly like we want it.
And it doesn't hurt if you can get your car checked over a little bit, take it to the mechanic, get it plugged in. If you got a more modern car, you can even go to the parts house now, and they can come out and plug something in your car and give you a general idea how your car is running.
That's right. And speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is one thing. Sometimes we have folks that don't have transportation. And so let's say that the judge calls for a mandatory evacuation of the county. Then we have the responsibility of trying to get those folks that don't have transportation or have some other issue. Maybe they don't have the funding to get gas in that car.
Yes.
There's not a lot of folks that sign up, but we have an ability to know who those people are. You just need to sign up in advance, and you do that by calling 211. Just take the phone and dial 211 when they answer, or if it's an automated system, probably now, it'll say transportation registry. You will go to that, just push that number or go to that that location and listen to those folks, and they'll sign you up to put you on the 211 list. Then we get access to that 211 list. We know who's on the list, where they live, what their phone number is, what their issue is, and we know when a storm comes to contact those folks and find out if they still need a ride. So if you can register at 211 if you need assistance getting out of the county during an evacuation, that's going to help us as well, because we'll know how many people there are, how many buses do we need to order, and where are they, so we can go get these folks taken care of.
And that's a simple matter of life and death. That's
what it
comes
down to. Because, you know, we last time when Ike came, we evacuated around 130, I think, is all from the county, which is a lot of people, but it's not what big communities do south of us. They evacuate thousands of people.
Yes.
And now we evacuate them to Walker County. We have a sheltering agreement with our friends over in Walker County to take care of our folks. So, people will register if they don't. I mean, you know, if we don't know you're there, we can't help you. So let us know you're there so we can contact you, because we're going to call, or we're going to set up some way to reach you, and we're going to get in touch with you if we know we need to evacuate and make sure you're okay. Because sometimes people will get on the list, and maybe then after they've gotten on the list, that particular event, there may be a relative in town that says, hey, I got them, I'll take them out of town, don't worry about it. So we don't need to go worry about those folks, but we need to be able to reach them, and that list helps us do that.
And we've been speaking with Tom Branch. He is the Liberty County Emergency Management Coordinator. And Tom, I need to wrap things up, but I think we got people's attention. Is there any final thoughts?
No, we just, again, ask folks to give us a holler. Our phone number is 936-334-3219. Again, 936-334-3219. If they have any questions or anything we can help them with, just give us a call. We'll be glad to help them out.
Well, thank you for being my guest and for keeping the people informed, Tom.
Thanks for letting us get on here. We appreciate you.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And Picker, key up that flat top and take us on home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.